Hi there. Welcome to the Digital India Podcast, your go-to source for insights on technology, security, and the future of data. I'm Mohammed Ujale, and today we are diving into a critical topic, which is data protection and cyber resilience. With cyber threats evolving faster than ever, we are going to focus on some key areas as to how government organizations and enterprises are staying ahead. What is changing in the world of ransomware, AI, and even quantum computing? To unpack this, we have got Sandeep Bhambure, Vice President and Managing Director, Veeam Software India and SAR. Sandeep's got some eye-opening trends to share, from the rise of data exfiltration attack to how AI is reshaping defense strategy. Plus, we will talk about India's cyber priorities and why recovery speed, as to how quickly you can recover in case of a cyber attack, might be your best weapon against bad actors. So stick around. This conversation is packed with actionable insights, and it is surely going to help you. Now let's get started. Thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to interview you. What we have been observing, that there is a lot of focus on both government organizations and enterprises on data protection and cyber resiliency. And organizations like yours actually work in this space. Could you share your thought, especially what kind of trends you are witnessing in relation to data protection and cyber resiliency?
Yeah, certainly. And I'm so glad to be here again. Of course, data resiliency has been the top priority for organizations as well as the government. And the war has done just one big thing, which has accelerated the importance of data resiliency and data protection in the government establishments as well as in the corporates. Because you would have observed that during the time of the war and even after that, the number of attacks on government establishments increased by multiple times for whatever reason. So war is no longer fought like overtly. There are a lot of covert ways in which you could really damage a country, an organization, and so on. So Veeam has always been at the forefront of data resilience for its customers and clients all across the world. We recently conducted a research where we spoke to more than 1,000 leaders across the world. And we have some very interesting observation. We call as from risk to resilience. So named it as risk to resilience. And we've been actually doing this research every year, talking to the C-suite all over the world to look at the changing demands, the changing trends in where and security, data protection, and so on. So a few things. 70% of the organizations have faced a ransomware attack in the previous 12 months. So if you look at statistically, it has gone down by a few points, because our earlier reports talks about 75%. So going down to 70%, yes, there has been a fall of the number of ransomware attacks, but the impact has increased. Why is it happening? Well, for multiple reasons. It seems like the vendors, customers, and the government establishments have come together, and they have launched an offensive against the bad actors. So you know about the closing of Lockbit and so on and so forth. So that being one of that we have observed. And the bad actors have been actually more interested in exfiltration of data than decrypting and taking control of the data. So we to see so many more ransomware attacks. I think what the change in the trend has been, ransomware continues, but then exfiltration is a big risk, because the bad actors want to take or steal customers' data and then put it on the dark web.
Now, let me ask you one more thing, which you spoke about, that there's a lot of focus on attacking different critical infrastructure. And we saw also during the Operation Sindhu, there were attempts made by Pakistan to inflate into our power grids and some critical infrastructure. So what are some of the fundamental things that you feel that we need to put in place in order to ensure that first we are able to thwart any such kind of mischief? If there is any attempt successfully done, we should be able to get back quite easily and quite fast.
Yeah, I'll once again kind of go back to the report, which talks about data resilience being the top priority for every organization, every IT organization, government or corporate. Now, we as a nation have a huge boundary with our neighbors on the east as well as in west. If we really try to secure the nation by putting soldiers on the boundary, we'll run out of people. Just draw a parallel to the IT set in front. We cannot be just putting security software to protect the boundaries or to kind of cover the attack surface. Millions of dollars are being spent there to protect the attack surface, network-centric security, data-centric security, you have app security, and so on and so forth. But yet, ransomware attacks, bad actors do what they want to do. Right. So where I'm coming from is organizations are getting now ready for an attack. And that is where data resilience comes in. Right. So the ability to keep the business, to maintain business continuity in the wake of a ransomware attack or a cyber attack is what really is going to drive the success of business going forward.
Now, let me ask you two more things. One, focus on AI, and then I'll go to the quantum computing as well. If you look at the AI, somehow AI is becoming a buzzword, and most of the organization at different stages, they are trying to understand, they are trying to utilize in some way or the other. What is your assessment? Because I was going through some of the announcement made during VeeamON this year, and also some of the report which came in. There seems to be a lot of emphasis on artificial intelligence and making more meaningful collaboration with the data.
Yeah, absolutely. And the single most exciting announcement from VeeamON for me has been the support for Model Context Protocol of Anthropic. And I'm talking about tons of data. Any data that is backed up with Veeam will be open for the customer to leverage with their LLMs, with their AI engines, co-pilot kind of setup that they have. So a data which has always been lying dormant or docile today will be available for organizations to leverage and drive AI-led initiatives. So this is from allowing the customers to leverage the backup data. You know, we have some very interesting announcements where we are proactively being able to scan the data on the fly using AI tools, and that is proactively sending out alerts on with our partnership with Coware. So even before a ransomware or by the time the ransomware kind of gets in, let's say, we are able to throw alert, and then we can do the remediation or remedial measure. So essentially, I am talking of a two-pronged approach. One is, how do we increase or do better job of infusing or embedding AI into the Veeam data platform to, in turn, offer better experience for the customer to fend off the attacks that are getting more sophisticated. The second approach is basically the second use case of AI in our setup is to get the customers to leverage the backup repository.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that with the kind of investments and innovation we are doing on AI to be part of Veeam data platform is going to set us way ahead of the rest of the players in the market.
One very interesting thing which came from VeeamON was partnership with McKinsey, and where the cyber resiliency model framework you have announced, which ultimately is going to help a lot of your customers. And there is a lot of discussion around having an architecture and a framework in place on data protection and resiliency. Would you like to share something about that?
Certainly. The data resiliency maturity model is the industry's first data resiliency framework that has been co-developed with McKinsey and Veeam. I mean, we co-developed that with McKinsey. Now, what are we trying to do? So we have put together industry's best practices and we would like organizations, IT organizations, to map or do a reality check. Where do their resilience strategy stands against the best practice or against the framework? So basically to identify the gaps between the reality and the best practice. And then there are also steps to plug these gaps, definitive actions that can be taken to really be a data resilient enterprise. Because see, what has really prompted us to kind of come out with a model like this in collaboration with McKinsey is that the general readiness, the organizations feel they are quite ready as far as data resilience is concerned. But the fact is that they are not. So when we did this research, there are many organizations that said that from their confidence, we could see that they are actually like at the level 5 of the readiness. But then when we did a reality check, they are not even at level 1 or level 2. Now, this is not just being overconfident. This is recklessness. This can bring the business down to a standstill and the impacts of attack. So the reality check that the framework can help organizations do is something we believe is will add a lot of value.
Now, let me take you to the quantum computing. What we have been observing, that there is very serious focus of Government of India on quantum computing. And then there are also the large private organization. They have started talking about it. And reason being that the moment you have the real quantum computing in place, some of your encryption, the data protection, some of the thing which is a foundation of a data protection will have a new way of looking all the things together. From a Veeam perspective, what is your sense? How do you look at the quantum computing and what kind of preparation is being done?
So I can tell you one thing, that as the number one company in data resilience, we are investing heavily and we are looking forward to what quantum computing can deliver for us from the Veeam data platform. Although we hear about the typical risks or challenges the experts talk about. With quantum computing, it will be easier to decrypt the data and so on and so forth.
Right.
So, a lot of those possibilities that are being thought of and how quantum can really help further strengthen Veeam data platform is already in the works. The journey that we are looking at for the next few years till quantum gets into the mainstream is to essentially help customers with three key pillars on the data resilience space. I'm not talking about data protection. It's very foundational. We spoke about data intelligence. Okay. What is extremely important is the quickness of recovery. How fast can the customers recover? That is not just a function of hardware or the software capability. It is also a function of the horizontal support. Because an organization's IT has so many different flavors of OSs, tooling, and so on and so forth. So you've got to be able to leverage all these capabilities, and as you support this huge interoperability, you will be able to recover much faster. So our focus has been going around that. And the second big thing that we are focused razor sharp is on portability of data. Because customers are looking at flexibility of recovering the data. So our ability to support whole lot of hyperscale, whole lot of virtual infrastructure, then more strategic, or I would say the modern workloads like Kubernetes,
microservices,
or even the, I would say, the physical environments, that's been the key really, because that will allow the customers to, you know, when you have the ability to recover anywhere, it simply means that you are taking your continuity to the next level.
One last question before I let you go. How has been India business doing? We have spoke in the past also as to how it's growing. If you could give us some new sense as to how the things have been and what is your focus?
I think we have done extremely well as far as the business is concerned. And you see, post-COVID, as cloud adoption, I would say decentralized workforce and all came in, we have seen a huge importance of data resilience and data protection being top of the chart for every other organization. We have expanded our business in a way where we are growing at very, very high double digits, close to triple digits for last 4-5 years in a row. The customer base has expanded, getting to like multiples of thousands. I would say that we cut across the industry. One of the largest insurance company today has adopted Veeam for its private cloud. We are seeing great success with public sector banks, success with insurance companies, manufacturing organizations. And to top it up, the channel ecosystem has been growing extremely well. Our partnership worldwide with Microsoft and with the launch of Veeam Data Cloud, which is backup as a service, the partnership with Microsoft, AWS, our ability to backup Salesforce workloads, Entra ID and so on, that's actually a shot in the arm for us, because that business again for us is growing in higher triple digits. Okay, so all put together, I think we are in a very rapid phase of growth over the next 2 to 3 years, as the importance of data resilience is only going to grow from here.
Mr. Sandeep, thank you so much for taking our time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mohammed.